Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Carla, the mask. This is an intervention.
What? Everyone loves my content with my mask on.
I don't think they love it as much as
they do.
What, the nose?
What about it?
Looks like an animated
bone.
I wouldn't have said that. I was going to say an animated droopy arse is what it looks like to me in my head. The nose looks... Person. You look like Deadmouth.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think it.
What's it doing for you?
What do you mean, what's it doing for
you? For the skin. Like, what does it... Explain the mask. What does it do?
So LED bulbs are proven to increase and stimulate blood flow, which kind of basically... So there's a couple of different things that it'll do here, but like, you do need to use it consistently. That's like the big thing.
I was going to say, it's on you every day.
Yeah, you have to use it every day for 10 minutes every day.
For how long?
10 minutes every day. Yeah. That's nothing to me. I spend so much fucking money on skincare. My skincare routine is elaborate and extensive.
Yeah.
10 minutes of a mask to have less red skin, better looking skin, skin that is... that repairs more, helps with fine lines and wrinkles. Like you are looking at me like I'm crazy, the person who gets filler and Botox quite often.
Yeah.
How?
Just go big filler and Botox.
Yeah. True, true.
Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this fun one. We've just recorded two episodes and I get tired.
They were heavy.
They were heavy.
They're heavy loaders.
You know?
Anyway, they're on our Patreon, which for €6 every month, guys. €6.
There'll be a little teaser once the episodes there at the end of this. Stick around for the end.
We get five additional episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And they are long, they are juicy.
They were fucking long.
Yeah, they were very long.
Jesus Christ. We put a little question box out to yous.
Yeah, we asked you guys a couple of different things. I wanted to know, first of all, who's your Taoiseach, baby?
Who's your sexy Taoiseach?
So, Leo Varadkar...
Abdicated
the
from
throne.
The throne.
So many theories as to what was going on there. Loads of people thought that there was going to be something more sinister coming out.
I don't know.
By loads of people, I mean myself. I thought that there was something else that was going to come out of the woodwork. I was like, why would you hop off? But then when I spoke to people who actually know about politics, shockingly enough, they were like, you have to understand this man has never won an election and it's only going to get worse. The next election is going to be the worst one yet. So why not?
Leave on a high.
What? Not even high. Why not leave on a middle low rather than the lowest low?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fair. And then there's some speculation as well that when he was over in D.C., that there was 2 days unaccounted for.
What?
So people are saying, oh, that's probably like a nice juicy little ambassador role. Because you know the way you can't do, I can't remember what the fuck it's called. You can't do a certain role in Ireland after you've been Taoiseach.
Right.
You can't go and be like, right, I'm not Taoiseach anymore, but I'll go be like an ambassador of, I don't know why. Sorry, no, I don't know what it's called. I know why it's like conflict of interest and all those other kind of things and knowing the plans of the country and knowing that, you know, all that other kind of stuff. So you can't technically do that for 2 years.
Okay.
Once you
abdicate
or are booted out or whatever. So that, and then, so now people are like, oh, did he go and get himself like a juicy little Americana deal? And it's bopping off because it's only going to be a shit show for Fianna Gael moving forward.
Mm.
Bopping off has got himself in a hot little spot as some kind of
My man thinks he's going to the EU. Don't they usually do
that? Yeah, a lot of people will go. That's what I mean. They'll either go to the EU, but it's because he had those 2 days unaccounted for in DC that people are like, oh, maybe he's doing something with the Americas.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Who knows?
It would have
just been having tea and toast.
Because he isn't, like, generally, as far as Taoiseachs go, they're usually family men tied down in another ball and chain and a few kids and they're older.
Yeah.
So Leo's quite young and he's like, he's not married, isn't he now? He lives with his partner.
I don't think they're married. I think you're right.
I don't think they're married. Yeah. So he's relatively young, free and single. Like, I don't know what their relationship is like, but as far as I can
I think they've been together a long enough time. Like,
yeah, but are they not fairly, have they not said that they're quite, like, you remember the nightclub
thing? Oh, God, yeah, the truffle
and
the
cans
in the park and the tank top and all that stuff. I don't really know. Fucking gas.
Aren't they quite open to, like, they're not, they don't feel nailed down, the two of them?
Well, I don't, like, to be honest, I don't think, like, he's had to move twice, I think, now over safety concerns.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the worst shout.
Yeah, and he's young as well. Like, he's, you know, in terms of, like, former Taoiseachs, he's a lot more free than what we were used
like
to seeing.
Like the Micheál Martin.
Kind of,
yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I feel.
So it wouldn't surprise me if he did get a little role in America. I've heard kind of takes on it that, you know, he did get quite emotional while he was doing it. Like, it's a huge achievement for a man of his age to be Taoiseach of the country. Like, now, it's been a shit show. Again, wasn't voted in. It, like, it was alternating Taoiseachs. That's how fucking bad the coalition was. Like, that's
like,
just fucking, like, this whole thing. And then, and it's not until, because I forgot just before lockdown that this whole thing was to fucking stop Sinn Féin from getting any sort of power. Like, it was just, only that we were talking about it the other day with my nephew. He was like, aren't there going to be general elections? And, you know, this kind of stuff. I was like, they weren't fucking voted in the first place. It was just mad.
Yeah.
Then COVID happened. Everybody forgot about that part of it. And it was, it's been a mad few years. So
it's been a mad few years.
Mad few years. So, like, for somebody to be Taoiseach throughout all of that, like, there was Brexit, there was COVID, there was, like, there's been a fucking
lot has gone down in the past.
And he was quite emotional and he, like, you could take it at face value that he's just fucking had enough. Like, I had enough working in fucking retail. I couldn't imagine having the role of the Taoiseach. Now, I know he's very well paid for it.
Yeah.
But, like, between...
But
like,
where else do you go? That's your job. Like, if you're getting into politics, you want to be... He's not going to fucking go be a GP, Jen. He's after being Taoiseach.
Well, he fucking wanted to when it was COVID. He wanted to go back to be a poxy doctor.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I think, again, it's one of those things. I don't think he's going to go work in Centra. I don't think there's an expectation there. But I think also, if you get into politics, you're trying to be the best. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to, like, you're hoping that, like, your policies and your beliefs will get you to a position where you're actually making full on decisions about the country. No?
Yeah.
Is that not, like, the whole point of wanting to be in politics?
It's very true, yeah.
So you reach the highest high.
Mm.
And obviously you're going to try and keep yourself there.
Yeah.
That's kind of the nature of the beast.
That's very true. I know. I don't know if I believed his like thing that he was exhausted or whatever. I do think, I was one of those who was like, oh, what's coming out? Bit of blackmail, is there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What's that not happening to you? What are you doing, Leo?
What's going on?
Or, like, you know, just the slaggins, like, came back from holiday and the Americans... And he fucking...
Yeah, quit.
I actually hate this.
After the long weekend. It was like, I too also want to quit my job after the long weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, yep. Who knows?
Don't know what's going to happen.
Leo knows.
Only Leo knows.
We don't know.
We definitely don't. We're not the source for you. But we did ask people, who is your new Taoiseach? Who would you... Past, present...
Who's baby?
Who's your Taoiseach? Doesn't have to be a politician, just a person in general.
Mm-hmm.
You said Mattress Mick.
Ah, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Give him a spin.
Very true.
He gets the people going.
He does. That's, you're not, like...
Sorry, I said unserious answers only, by the way. I did say unserious answers only. Like, it wasn't supposed to be this kind of thing where we're like, Simon Harris or...
No, thanks, no.
So, someone said Sophiella. I love
Sophiella.
You know Sophiella.
Do I?
She's an influencer.
Oh, okay.
You know her. She's oh, she's so cute.
I don't know.
She does she does all her, like, you do know her. You absolutely do know her.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Don't
know. Right. Well, she is a influencer.
Okay, grand.
And she does all the, like, she does her little hauls and she goes to Penny's and she goes to Dunn Stores and she's like, oh my God, guys, run, don't walk, run, don't walk.
Lovely.
Love her.
Very good.
So okay. I'm like, dead right. Absolutely.
Cool. Somebody said Nicola Coughlan. No other context, just Nicola Coughlan.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love her.
I like the way she speaks.
Yeah. I can imagine her doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I would like to see a woman.
I'd love a plus size woman even better.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking do it, babe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would like to see a woman. Now, I know we've only got kind of one in the running for it, and it's like,
oh, it's a dicey one.
It's a, you know. Do we, don't we? I think we're always going to want the person in opposition, but in practicality,
yeah. Not then when you think about it, you're like, but not that.
No, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Cillian Murphy, he would fucking hate that.
Imagine.
Have you seen him?
Like,
he would be fuming.
He's fuming that he has to go to the Oscars every year now.
He's fuming he's an actor. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, and next year he's going to present it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. He can see it in his face. He's like, oh, I didn't know what I was doing when I did this.
Yeah. Fuck it. Why did you do such a good job? Yeah. Jesus.
He's like, consequences.
I know. Yeah. Your actions have consequences, Cillian. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Mr. Price. I absolutely agree.
And a winky face.
I absolutely agree.
I get it.
Our collective husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tommy Tiernan or Hector, listen to their pod. They do always talk sense in that way. I haven't listened to that podcast. I must actually start because I'm liking You Must Be Joking. At the minute.
Who's that?
Eric Lawler and Willie White.
No.
Two comedians. I think it's quite good. They do it with joe.ie and it's only like a series thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been listening to that and they're like, so I do think that I would, and they always get kind of top of the charts, Tommy Tiernan and Hector.
Yeah.
You know, might start listening to that. But there's your little show for you. Yeah. Sophiella, just hold some Dunn's perfection.
Love her.
I must get on to her. I don't know.
Run, don't walk.
Love her. Somebody said James Cavanagh. I don't. You shouldn't be allowed to vote if that's James. I just feel like, yes, the place would be fabulous, but it'd be fucked. No more than if I was in power. Yeah, be true. Fucked, like.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, this is unserious answers, aren't
it? Yeah, very true.
You know, so. Yeah. Louise McSharry.
Yeah. She has a head on her shoulders. Yeah,
she certainly does.
She certainly does.
Dustin the Turkey or Father Dougal? Imagine Dustin the Turkey. Why not?
Two of them alternating Taoiseachs, Father Dougal and Dustin.
I don't know.
Very good. Hosier, for some reason, somebody said.
He'd be a lovely stoic man.
He would.
He'd be like, right, come here.
He's
all for peace.
I think he's more. I think he's more of a president.
Yeah, that's true. That is really true.
And I've said that about Emma Kirwan as well. I'd love for him to be Taoiseach. He's never going to. But I'd love for him to be president, but I think you need to be part of a political party to even get to president. So I don't think we'd ever see it in our lifetime, but it's the poetic kind of...
It's the explanation of what's going on. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I felt learned.
Exactly.
I feel learned. Yeah.
You're like Yeats sitting there. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Brian Dowlin. Again, like James Cavanagh. Place to be fucking fabulous. I just can't see the safety of everybody, you know, being a priority. I just can't see it. Holly Cairns seems like she'd be a good show. Who's Holly Cairns?
Leader of the Sock Dems.
Oh, you know her. Yes. Yeah.
She would be an ideal one, but I doubt it's going to happen, but it would be ideal. But I doubt it's going to happen. Sock Dems, unfortunately, it's like half of them talk sense and half of them you're like, oh my God, put my head in a barrel.
Yeah, like, I know.
And I suppose that's politics all over Ireland, isn't it?
It'd be great if we just had, like... Now, I'm sure it's not perfect in any country, but you know when you hear of, like, other European countries and how they operate?
Yeah.
Germany is an example. The housing, the stuff that seems to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot more fair and make a bit more sense. Remember Jacinda Ardern was, like, New Zealand? Everything just seemed to be the way like it should be. All women leaders, by the way.
Just putting it out there. I'm just saying.
Exactly. But I'm like, that's the kind of like, why can't we just have that?
Nice things.
Why is it so fucking hard?
To have nice things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know we don't.
Ireland is unfortunately a bullshit boys' club, kind of always has been.
Yeah.
So.
Keep the rich and all that kind of stuff.
Mm, I don't know. This is going to be like, it's kind of, you know, one of those times where you're like, this is going to be gas because it's so bad right now. It obviously could get worse. But you know, when you're like, it's so bad.
Yeah. I can't believe
I want to believe the only way is up. Mm. I think it's going to be a painful 4 years, but there's something in my little heart of hearts that I'm like, maybe.
I don't know. And I do think people are going to vote in the way of like just wanting a change. Yeah. But what's your option?
And that's the problem.
The way I voted the last time as
I'm
well.
Like, what's the fucking option? That's what I mean. I'm like, I don't really know here. Like, this is tough.
Well, I thought we had it together. Like, well, not that I wanted Sinn Féin to get in, but it was like, what's our only other option? But like, when you're kind of voting for change, and then say like what happened the last time, the majority did want to change, and we didn't get it anyway, because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were like, fuck that, no way, Jose. So mm-hmm. they get the fucking Green Party and they're like, we'll be your government. We'll just sit down here. We're not moving. Thanks very much. Bagsy this spot. Like,
yeah.
What? It's just so fucking tough, crazy.
It is like.
And like I feel like the amount of preparation that went into the last vote. I remember Pop Culture podcasts, doing mm-hmm. podcasts on like how to vote or, you know, different outcomes and stuff. It didn't fucking matter in the end.
Yeah, the last election, the amount of research I did.
Yeah.
The amount of like actually thinking this through.
Yeah.
Before I got to that polling station. Do you know?
I know. And then it was just like, it didn't fucking matter anyway. They just made their own decisions.
Yeah.
We're like, no, we're staying here. It's grand. I won't be Taoiseach. I'll let Micheál in for a couple of, you know, like we'll switch it up. Yeah. We'll swap places.
Yeah. I don't know. Like that was kind of bonkers, to be
it's
honest.
Fucking madness. Yeah, it's just madness. Somebody here said blind boy. Again, a president.
Yeah, I could see the president kind of version of that. Like, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't give anything a bash, but like, I'd certainly hear it out.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'd certainly hear it out.
At this point, anyone.
Yeah. Bobby. No. Sorry. I wouldn't. That Irish fighter, never.
No, absolutely.
There's plenty of people that I'd be like, under no circumstances.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is non-serious answers only.
Yeah.
Mr. Price again.
Oh, there you go. He's hooking up there. Or Dustin, he'd fit right in with the gang. Colin Meaney. Oh my God. Imagine Colin Meaney as a Taoiseach.
So would I think also who would hate that?
I'd still think that he'd whip everyone into shape though.
Really?
Yeah.
Delusion.
Yeah. I do think, like, I think people would listen to him. So, come here, yes.
Yeah.
And I fucking tell you, geez, just put a fucking end to this, will you?
Yeah, maybe.
Also, any taxi driver, they seem to have it all figured out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that is one thing I was saying. The taxi drivers really know what's up.
They seem to have it all figured out.
Yeah, they really do, yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And giving us all a bit of
a run for our money, kick up the hole.
Oh, a bit of a slay.
Any taxi driver as Taoiseach would definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Jack Swift.
Who's that?
Ah, Jen, you know Jack Swift.
Are these all like young?
Sorry, Jack
drinkers?
Swift is the biggest slay. He would be iconic. He would be.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people. I feel like a fucking L one. You know, like these names coming up. Who's that now?
You'd be like, what? What's he talking about?
Who's he?
You know Jack Swift.
What does he be doing on the YouTubes?
He slays the day away.
Slays the day away?
Yeah.
Jack Swift.
You do know him?
I don't know. I don't think. You're going to have to show me.
I'll find him for you and you'll understand who I'm talking about. Anyway, he would be strutting around and it would be a slay.
Fair enough. Samantha Mumba.
I mean.
Any day anyway. Thanks very much.
She got to the VMAs with Cisco, so.
Oh my God.
Was it the Grammys? It was a slay. Anyway, she can do anything she wants to. She put her mind to it. She's still living in the Americas.
Yeah, she was going to say.
She can do whatever she wants.
Zig and Zag.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, the place would fucking fall to shape, but look.
Oh, lads.
What?
Kate Middleton's medical records have been involved in a security breach.
Yeah, somebody in the London clinic tried to access them, I think.
Losers!
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Do you know what concerns me is the amount of doctors coming out saying, well, this is what I know from my, I'm like, fucking get back in the fucking A&E, will you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, there must be other things
you have to be busy. What are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like cut it off. Cut it off.
The bloke that fell and cracked his head on the ice during the snow, he deserves a boost.
He needs a turn. He definitely needs a turn.
Yeah, that's the Taoiseach.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
I know. God bless him.
I know somebody did a sketch a couple of years later pretending to be him. I think it was Kevin McGahern or something like that. That wasn't him, but I actually thought it was him. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise it was a satire video. I wonder who it is and how he is in himself, do you know?
Yeah.
Somebody else said an Evo. Do you know what? She's done a lot of learning over the years. I'd trust her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And she has done a lot of like in-depth learning about the issues of filler.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Exactly. So she knows maybe, her stuff.
Maybe she'd be able to just get some proper... Although they did say that they're bringing in that new...
The new laws. Yeah, well, not laws, but they're going to be regulated a lot more when it comes to filler and...
Well,
who administers filler?
Yeah.
And Botox. Because at the minute I thought like Botox could be administered by any nurse.
No.
Botox, a dental nurse, is it?
No, Botox, I thought, could only be administered by a doctor or a nurse who has done a very specific...
Yeah.
Because Botox is obviously a toxin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filler, anybody can do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's hyaluronic acid. So anybody can inject that. And that is so dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's an invasive treatment.
Well, when you hear of girls doing them in like their bedrooms and
stuff. And the sheds and stuff like that. Yeah. Sorry, I just got a shiver.
And ordering the stuff off Alibaba. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so fucked up, like.
It is really fucked up. Should there not be a specific esthetician course that they have to?
Yeah, but
surely
nobody was looking at that, were they?
No,
no one was regulating that.
Nobody's regulating it, and as far as I know, nurses, like they are like the girl who does my filler and my the Botox one is a different one. She's a nurse, but the one who does my filler, she was an actual nurse in an A&E hospital kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know? And then she went on to do aesthetics or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's just fucking madness the way that you can.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Order stuff.
Yeah.
Online and then just like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Johnny Logan.
Oh, me now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be just a poster boy. I don't think he'd actually do politics.
What are the others doing?
Yeah.
Answer quickly.
Can't do it. Cannot. Do it.
Yeah.
To be fair.
TBH.
Yeah. Helen McEntee. Look, we asked for unserious answers only, people. Come on. But Kieran Mulquin.
He's come up so many times. To be honest, I would trust him. Out of everybody so far, I would trust him the most.
Absolutely.
Just for housing alone. He'd figure the rest out. He's a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
And he would figure the rest out.
He's the owner of Crazy House Prices. We actually had him on during lockdown.
Oh, he's an angel.
Was he Patreon? Or was he main?
No, he was main.
Was he? Yeah, so we did an episode with him fucking 4 years ago, when he had first started up Crazy House Prices the page. Jesus, we catched him early, don't we, Carla?
I know.
We catched him early. Yeah. But he's he's obviously gone on like things like Primetime now, and you know, he goes on to these kind of panel shows, and the stuff he speaks is sense. And he gets the statistics, he does the research, he comes up with these solutions, and to be fair to him, he got his house and he got it in a way like similar to me, knew the people, wrote a letter, put it through the door, knew the people that he was buying it off, bought it directly, didn't get any estate agents involved, it was a private sale, like very similar story to my one, but he's still really active in like trying to make a change in the housing, like, you know, to try and help the housing crisis in any way that he can. And he has, like, to be fair to him, he has a Patreon dedicated to it. He gets a load of experts on. He's working, really trying to make a difference. And I really hope he's able to achieve something substantial, or like there's something in his fucking name at the end of all of this. Because
I know.
To be fair to him, he hasn't given up.
No, and he does a lot of work.
He is so busy. So busy.
So much work for free.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Mm, oh, he's brilliant, to be fair to him.
Someone said, Mary Lou, oops, I didn't watch the full story because I was like, unserious mattress maker.
Stop. Nadine Coyle.
Making me a Gemini.
Making me a Gemini.
Only if she reenacted that every time she did a speech. Yeah. Imagine her intros.
And her, you know the way that they have like catchphrases? What?
Flyer.
Flyer Pyre.
Flyer Pyre. Me and Nadine.
I double dog dare ye
to come up here and say that to my face. Someone's a Bosco. Big slay.
Yeah.
Because he could put anyone and he could kind of, you know, he could talk a lot of sense because he could put anyone underneath him. Get Ciarán Mulqueen as Bosco.
Very true.
You know, you could do a lot.
Very true.
You really could. Sheila Scioga. That woman talks nothing but sense. I don't know the first thing about Sheila Scioga.
Neither do I. I couldn't agree with you.
Because I actually don't know one thing about her.
Yeah, I haven't heard her. I know she has her own, is that Grania or is that Sheila?
Ready to be real.
She has a podcast. Yeah. Isn't she? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, well, I mean,
again,
if she speaks to you.
Then if she speaks to you, off you go.
Exactly.
Marty Whelan. Oh, I'd love it.
Marty Whelan. He'd be a bit of crack, but he'd get nothing done.
Are you sure?
I don't think he would. What do you think? I think he'd get out and done.
Someone said, for real though, Richard Chambers.
Oh. Yes. See, there's a resounding yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then Ciarán Mulqueen can be tarnished.
Yeah. Well, Gav, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Zara, yeah, he could be there too.
They could all be in the same party.
Actually, all of them.
Could they start a political party? But
mainly Richard, though. Oh, my God.
Could they start a new political party?
I have no idea how it works. I don't know.
I don't. I think you have to pay to, like, really campaign know. And, you know, all yeah. that sort of stuff. And
it's expensive work.
It is expensive work. But, like, if you had, oh, political party of the fucking ages, right? So, Richard Chambers,
mm-hmm.
Sarah King. Gavin mm-hmm. Riley, Ciarán Mulqueen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's five.
Miggledy. I love him. I love him so much.
I don't want him as an active TD though.
Why?
Because he's done his time.
I don't care. I love him.
I know you love him, Carla, but that's fucking cost. Like, it's gone to the point now where he's like, he should be retiring now soon.
I know
we do. But that's great. He's in the past now.
He's right. Not in the past. He's still fucking there. Emmett
Kirwan, put him in that political party.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Who else do we put in this? We need 10. Mattress four Mick. More shares.
Mattress Mick. Zig and Zag.
Mattress Mick. Right. He's for a bit of crack, like.
Someone said Roy Keane.
Yes.
That would be so aggressive.
He's in it.
That would be so
aggro. No, we need him though.
Yeah. We maybe. Need him. Maybe. He's a doer.
He's a doer. You definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said Sinead O'Connor. I know she'd get me a gaff. She wouldn't stop until she got you a gaff.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul. Una from the Saturday, somebody else said. I still have two spots on this political party. I haven't nailed anybody down.
Una and the rest of her thruple.
Yes.
Bring them in.
In a durable relationship.
Yeah.
Well, then put. If Sheila talks as much sense as you think she does, put her in that party.
Danielle
as well.
Walsh.
Who the fuck is that?
You know her, the one who fucking sucks down Blue Wicked off an exhaust pipe on fucking TikTok. She's the best. Tonight for pre-drinks, I'm having AU vodka. I love her.
We are on so
She is the best. Have you not seen her? No. She's literally like, right, bottoms up. And she'll fill up her thing. And it's like three quarters of a pint of vodka, a dash of fucking Wicked, and a dash of peach snaps. And she like goes, and she has this huge, huge straw. She'll like swirl it and suck it down in one gulp.
Oh,
she's like,
seen
that is beautiful. And she always has like trance on in the background, like real like happy hardcore trance. She's my favourite. Right, we're out tonight. What are we going to drink? I don't know. I just got sent this new AU blueberry vodka. Gorgeous.
I've seen her favorite. Once or twice, I think. Yeah, I didn't follow her now.
And then all in the background, it's like a shooting star.
Very good. Very good.
She's my fave.
Somebody said Grania Shoga. So look, we've one more spot left on this.
Oh, someone said Marion Keyes. She's one for the girls and she's heartwarming. I would go to war for her. Pop her on. More women.
Marion Keyes?
Yeah.
The author?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. There's our political party.
Sorry, someone said Derry Fleming. Derry.
Yeah. Now, listen. Controversial, unpopular opinion.
Uh-huh.
Boomer and very religious. So I'd say no to that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, very religious. Never thought.
Yeah, I just couldn't.
Never thought of that. Sorry. Yeah, but seems like good crack.
great crack.
Like, great, like, party starter.
But I definitely
like,
don't have the same morals as
him. He in the campaign bus, like, bam, 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 with the bat. The bat
definitely, absolutely. But I just feel like he'd probably... I probably wouldn't have the same morals as him. Do you get me?
Two more for Sofiella.
Okay.
Michael Collins.
Bring him back.
He would fucking hate 2024. He would hate 2024 so much.
Hate it.
He'd be like, put me back in the ground. Actually put me back in the ground. Yeah. Michael Collins. And someone said Fionnuala Jones. She'll be delighted with that.
Yeah.
We'd be fucking reuse, reduce, recycling absolutely everything. None of us would be allowed to. Fast fashion would be banned.
That's very true.
Fast fashion would be banned.
Very, very true.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just a bit of gas this week. We also put out another box. Now, this is a really quick one for things that are like same but different.
Mm-hmm. So someone said, IADT, the Moorbegs, County Louth and fizzy water are all the same but different.
Oh.
I agree with the Moorbegs and County Louth. Yes. I think IADT gives me IADT purple.
What's IADT? Hang on.
You know the Art and Design. I fucking went to it.
Nice.
I don't know what the I stands for. I think it's Irish, but I'm not sure. Art and Design Technology, anyway.
Okay.
Institute of Art and Design Technology.
Where's that?
Out in Dunleary.
Right, okay.
Yeah, nightmare. Nightmare of a drive, anyway.
I wouldn't put that in the same bracket as Loud.
No, that's what I mean. Moorbegs and Loud, absolutely.
Yeah.
They are the same. I've said damp. That a few times, I think. And damp. Moorbegs, Loud, and damp, 100%. IADT, the colour purple for some reason. And Ecstasy.
Okay.
I don't know why. Nice. And MGMT. They kind of all give me the same feeling.
And
MGMT, the band. The French band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fizzy water and the sun and joy for me.
Okay. Brown, Thursday, A, October. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Same vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
And autumn.
Autumn, yeah. As well. Someone said, a hilarious example of this came to my mind. My sister got absolutely hammered one night, like completely shit-faced, which she never does. She's usually a couple of drinks and a chill type of girl. The fact that she was hammered was hilarious to begin with. Anyway, she ended up sitting outside the bar puking. It was like a demon being exercised from her body, full-on projectile vomiting. So she asked one of her friends to go in and get her a glass of Coke. They ran in, they got it for her. They brought it back to her while she sat with her head between her legs. She looked up, took a sip and immediately dropped the glass and started crying hysterical and said, "That's not Coke, that's fucking Pepsi." After a mouthful of vomit, she could still tell the difference between fucking Coke and Pepsi. There you go.
Absolutely, you can tell the difference.
Ah, yeah.
Like, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
America's mad for Pepsi.
America, yeah.
Pepsi does very well in America, like in terms of like sponsoring stuff.
True.
And how famous it is.
True.
For it to be like the little fucking side chick here.
Mm-hmm. Timothy Chalamet and Tom Holland. Yeah, they kind of have the same energy, I will say that.
Definitely.
Someone said Kanye West and his wives. Yeah, they do have the same energy, actually. They're all kind of fucking egomaniac weirdos.
I saw another outfit this week.
And oh, I know. It's the one where she had the arse crack out.
Yeah.
The Cheesecake Factory. Like the fucking, that's like them going to Nando's.
But it was the nude bra with the
neon green
pants.
Leggings,
but they're obviously doing it on purpose now.
Yeah, he's came up with reasons as to why he does these things on purpose. I don't really understand. Someone said Ireland and England, like at the core, were basically the same. But my God, we're so different. I couldn't agree less with that.
No, I don't think we are at all.
I don't think, like, after living there, there was no, there's no similarities.
I would say that for, yes, for Scotland, but not the UK as a whole.
I would say Scotland, I can see where it's like, okay, it's like rolling hills, very, you know, and very of the same kind of crack mindset.
Yeah.
But I would, like, never for any other part of the UK. I couldn't think
I just think she's talking about, like, in terms of speaking language, how we would react to certain situations.
No.
No?
No. No.
I think what I see on the TV, we would be similar enough in our demeanour. No?
No.
What I mean by that is, though, it's the written scripts of, like...
No.
No?
No. No. Completely different humour, completely different dialogue, completely different way of reacting to things. No.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
I live with
you. I kind of see... Yeah, very true. But... Oh, shut up, Tom. Brown. Oh, look, some Brown 7 tours date November. They're all the same. I would agree with that.
You said all of them.
No, I said Brown A.
Oh.
Thursday, October. Oh, right. Okay.
Close.
Fair enough, right, okay. Joe Lysa, Julian Clary, although Julian is better behaved, perhaps.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can see that, definitely. Thursday, November and 8 PM.
Right. They are kind of, yeah.
So people were saying Thursday, November and 7 previously before.
There's different variations of it now, I feel. Yeah.
Thursday's a real one that brings everybody to, like...
It's like, yeah, nearly there.
Yeah.
Nearly at the end.
So I said, all the music now, it's the same stupid 90s piano dance shite. Yeah, they've, like, the fact that we are hearing a remix of every good song from the 90s, every good trance or dance song from the 90s makes me want to put my head through a wall.
Yeah, I know.
It's terrifying. It's genuinely so fucking irritating.
There's nothing original anymore, though.
No, there genuinely isn't.
There really isn't. Mm-hmm. So, God. Somebody said Conor Ryan's girlfriends.
Loves them all. We'll propose to them all tomorrow in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all stunning.
He's a self-proclaimed love addict.
But look,
he's lover boy. He's out there constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're stunning, I would say.
Yeah, fuck me.
All of them are stunning.
He pulls hot birds.
He does, yeah. To be fair. They are hot boards. Mm-hmm. Halsey and Demi Lovato.
Yeah, I can see that kind of, I can see that comparison. I can see that comparison. Someone else that I had down personally for me, Michelle Keegan and Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
They give me the same. They're the same. Same.
They have the same presence for sure. Because yeah. I know when I'm watching them, I can't take my eyes off either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, the life behind their eyes or something. I don't know what it
is
about
them.
It's
really weird, isn't it? Because it's like, you know the way Cheryl's so beautiful?
Yeah.
And Michelle Keegan is so beautiful. Yeah. But there's nothing about them that's like...
different to any other beautiful girl.
It's like everything's more amplified. It's like so hard to explain. I'm like, if you break it down, like so unbelievably hot, but it's like there's no like one feature that you're like, yeah, that's the thing that makes them...
I think it is the eyes.
Incredibly, like it's like the whole package is just... perfection.
Yeah, it is.
It's un.
They always look put together.
They always put, like, I could never see them in a trackie. And even if I did, I'd be like, oh, you're slaying that trackie all day.
Have you seen Film Me Once?
No.
Michelle Keegan is in it, and I would fucking use the wardrobe she had in that series as like a guide for the rest of my life, just for the type of clothes we buy. And she just looks stunning and everything. But she would wear a tracksuit and that, she still looks put together.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They
she
just
wears
look
massive hoops, and it's iconic. Like
that's what I mean. It's like everything works.
I'm obsessed.
It's like they can be everything. They are everything.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. They it's just weird. Have that kind of
that essence, that je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are stunning. If you think of any more, send us an email. Send us an email. Send us a raven, you know. Send us a little message.
Pigeon carrier, please. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Before we go, we're going to leave you with an unpopular opinion of the week.
So, sitting down. And recording yourself crying and then editing that is an absolutely insane thing to do.
It's a crime.
No, it's an insane thing to do. About anything.
Yeah.
About anything, and editing that.
Into the where I was then, now, here I am now kind of thing.
In That's general, where I've seen it sitting lately. Down and recording yourself crying. I understand if you're like talking about something, you get emotional and like that's fine. But like having the option, I don't understand.
I
think it's an insane thing to do. And I'm actually not going to explain any further because I think it is an insane thing to do.
Yeah. No, it's insane absolutely. Like if I'm roaring crying, the last thing I'm in the humour of is picking up my phone to start recording myself. Mm-hmm.
Who it's an insane thing to
do. It's a very egotistical thing to do. And I think the people who do it are like, I'm going to record this now to
so they can really see the pain behind
so
this.
So they can
I'm like,
see the pain and
what?
Then compare it to. I because don't know. Like,
so yeah, weird. That's what I mean. I'm not explaining any further. I think it's a fucking insane yeah, thing strange, to do. Whatever. Strange. Again, if you're caught on camera, if you're on a live and you cry, fine. Like yeah. that can happen. Do you know
if
what
you
I mean?
End up crying.
You end up crying. That's fine. But like literally being like, I'm crying. Like that is a fucking insane thing to do.
It is.
And then editing that together into a compilation.
Yeah.
Is an insane thing to do.
It is. It really is.
And I'm just not going to explain it further. That is just think, take that away. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That is a bonkers thing to do.
Yeah, very fair. That's absolutely very mm-hmm. fair. Do you have a stamper for this week?
I do. Give me one momo.
Carla's stamper of the week.
Speaking of people who could have been Taoiseach but hated us, Azealia Banks.
She hates us.
She hates us. So maybe putting her as a Taoiseach should just be a bit of punishment.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't think she's put herself up for the job, though, is the only thing. No, I have a feeling she doesn't really like us all that much.
No, she's not a fan, but like we can make her a fan. Anyway, yeah. This is her song, New Bottega. It's an older song, but like it's such a fucking, like, damn that bitch for being talented.
Oh, fucking 212, like.
That's what I mean. She's the, like, she's stompers.
You see, I listen to it with a chip on my shoulder now because I know she hates the fucking Irish.
Yeah, so yeah. You're kind of like, I'm almost a bit fuming, but yeah. Like, New Bottega is another one of those. You are a stomp.
Kind of.
You're walking down the road.
We're gonna get banned if you keep playing that.
You're walking down the road and you're loving it.
Yeah, no, to be fair. It's very,
You're strut.
Oh, what's going on?
Why isn't this stuff?
This
fucking
nothing.
Hates us today. This soundboard.
What was I going to say? It's real, it's this.
Oh
it's
my
this
god.
This
oh,
is
for
the
fuck's sake. Yeah.
Fucking tactical fucking shows. But I know so if she finds out that we're after playing that now, she'll fucking sue us. Them two Irish fuckers. That's what she says.
Yeah, that's what she'll say. She'll put us in the bin.
Fucking the two of them playing
she'll
that.
Lamp us into the bin.
It's very camp, is what I will say.
I mean her music is camp, yeah. Did you not see that like famous thing of her on that radio show?
No, I know, but that's especially
like,
camp.
And?
That's very drag race kind of.
Oh, I don't think so.
Do you not think so?
If that came on in the club, I would lose my fucking shit. I would be like slinging my hair.
Would you?
It's such a banger. Great gym song as well.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, goodbye.
Okay, cool. Before we love yous and leave yous, we are going to leave yous with a little snippet of this week's Patreon mini-sode. We're talking about the J-Lo documentary, so.
It's very, very
cringy. And
cringy
fucking,
and.
Never want to have to watch that again. Thanks
yeah.
very much.
Thanks, no, that was.
Yeah.
That was tough. That was Jen watched both, actually.
One by mistake, fucking hell. You can sign up to our Patreon in the link below in the show notes or patreon.com/unpopularopinion. We'll give you all the details at the end, but look, we'll talk to you next time. Bye. Oh, no, I tell you where she lost me now. She lost me at zil 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 zil
no.
Zil
zil zil zil zil zil zil zil zil
And then
that.
They repeat it. Like, was that LL Cool J?
Yeah. No, I actually.
That
no.
was the follow up.
I go hard for that song.
All my love is all I have.
Pride is what you have, baby girl, not what you have. Like, what kind of line is that? Excuse you.
Do you remember the hat?
Go easy. Don't make decisions when you're mad. It was so CGI'd. It was like the blur filter.
And the red nose. Because you're in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold. It's so cold. Did she have like...
You frosty, yeah.
No, it was like concealer lips.
Yeah, that's
as well.
What I mean. Frosty, like conceal. And the whole... And it was like... This was when they were shooting music videos where it was just features. Do you remember Blue Cantrell in the Breathe music video?
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
like just a set of eyes, lips. There yeah. was not a pore. Mm. And in the documentary, it keeps going between like then and now. I'm like, whoa!
Yeah. Like... I know.
It's like an AI.
I will,
back in the day.
I will say I appreciated just how like she came onto the screen 1 minute. Because like, you know, she's known for being so glam and, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of gone, my God, for a woman of 50 something, you're looking fucking great. And the next of all, she comes on looking like the trunch ball.
No, see, I thought that was gas because I thought it was interesting that she tried to make Ben be like, and I'm this tiny little old lady. And he was like, no, you're not, you're J-Lo. He was like, no, you're Jennifer Lopez. And you're really not. Yeah. She was like, you know, and you have to live with me. And I'm just like floating around with like a messy bun. And I'm just like every other girl. And he was like, no. He was like, no.
Stop
we're not having this conversation. I'm pretty sure he was like, no. I've never said that to you because you are still J-Lo.
Stop trying to be fucking relatable.
He's even like, stop it.
Scene. If you like the sound of that, that's our Patreon. You can sign up below in the show notes. There's a link there, or you can log on to patreon.com/theunpopularopinion.
So for €6 a month, you will get 5 additional episodes, 1 a week, every Monday released, and you'll hear lots more of us.
So we hope you enjoyed, and sure, go on over there if you want to. Go on, Asha, go on.
It's fun.
And
we
there's
promise.
A big, huge back catalogue there. So look, we love yous and leave yous, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.